I bring you tidings of recovery.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government reported September retail sales this morning. Auto sales fell because the Cash for Clunkers incentive program ran out. But other than that, sales were unexpectedly higher last month. Meanwhile, J.P. Morgan Chase says it made more than $3.5 billion last quarter, even after setting aside billions to cover future losses on consumer loans. And the drug company Abbott Laboratories made more money, too. Overall, Chief Investment Strategist Sam Stovall at S&P Equity Research is pleased.
I believe we are turning a corner, that the companies are saying to us not only that earnings were better than expected and also admitting that a lot of cost cutting took place, but they're also implying that the top line, the revenue, the sales are actually improving, and they're giving us some guidance about the future that it also looks as if it's a little brighter.
Plus, last night, the big chip maker Intel reported higher than expected profits, and Wall Street is just getting a chance to react. Stocks are up 1% right across the board on Wall Street this morning, so the Dow is up 91 points. It's at 9,962. European stocks are even higher than that, almost 2%. Asian markets were mostly higher as well. General Motors is confident about winning approval for the sale of its European divisions, Opel and Vauxhall. CEO Fritz Henderson says a deal with the Canadian auto parts maker Magna could be wrapped up this week. Meanwhile, Magna is trying to win the support of European labor unions. The company's talking today with Spanish workers. And as Christopher Wirth reports, retaining jobs is job one.
Magna has said it could eliminate over 20% of Opel's 50,000-strong workforce. That's left union and government leaders locked in a zero-sum game of deciding who will bear the brunt of those cuts. A gain for one country is a loss for another. Germany has been accused of trying to save jobs at home by putting up the bulk of over $6 billion in guaranteed loans to Opel, a practice prohibited by the European Union, which would have to approve the deal. Tim Urquhart is with IHS Global Insight.
You know, then you're in a situation where, the respective national government can go to the EU and say, well, hang on, everyone else has been sort of playing the game with Magna and, you know, we're being left out in the cold here. You need to really examine this deal as close as you can. At the very least, I think it's going to lead to delays, and delays for Opel at the moment are not good.
Magna made some progress yesterday. It reached an agreement with British labor leaders to keep both of its factories in the UK up and running beyond 2013. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Pepsi is taking some hits for a new iPhone application. It's part of a promotion for the company's energy drink called Amp. The app is designed to help the guy on the prowl, and it is apparently not helping Pepsi's reputation with the ladies, as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins tells us.
The app is aimed at helping guys snag any type of girl they might meet.
Let's say you meet a girl who's way into being green, and you need a vegan restaurant. Stat. We've got you covered.
The app is called Amp Up Before You Score, and it provides tips for winning the affection of 24 types of women. Marketing for the drink is generally geared at men. Trouble is, women are not so thrilled about being typed. Hundreds have gone to Twitter to protest what they call a sexist excuse for fun, or one of the worst marketing ideas Pepsi's ever come up with. Apparently, the blowback was so fierce, PepsiCo apologized for the app. According to the Wall Street Journal, though, the company has not said whether it will pull it. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
The U.S. Senate is considering pushing private lenders out of the student financial aid business. The measure's already passed the House. It would effectively make the Department of Education the dominant source of student loans. Republicans don't want the government that involved in college financing. For Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus, the problem is how much the loans cost. David, good morning.
Morning.
So how should we feel about the federal government being the source for student loans?
Well, I don't really have a big problem with that when you consider that it's the federal government's job anyway to make sure that everyone gets at least a high school education. So who should be making the call as to who gets a college education, the private sector or Uncle Sam? I don't have any problem with Uncle Sam doing it.
So if the federal government is the big dog, does that mean students benefit from better rates?
Well, that's the big question, because right now the rates aren't very attractive at all. In fact, the rates for the loans given under this program, so these are mandated by the federal government, range from 6.8% for some undergrad loans to 8.5% for graduate school level loans. Now, these are very high when you consider that the market for 30-year mortgages at the moment is about 5% or less. In fact, I was speaking the other day with the CEO of EdAmerica, which is one of the largest providers of student loans out there. And he said, I don't get it. These rates are way beyond what I'd like to be charging. I'd like to be charging market rates, but I can't because the federal government says we need to peg the loans at this level. And that means a lot of students and a lot of recent grads are paying way above market rates.
So why doesn't the government help out students? A student bailout.
Well, a student bailout, exactly. Why not? Because we help homeowners, we help banks, we help car makers, we help insurers. Indeed, students would probably be a good beneficiary of such largesse. The problem is it would take an act of Congress to lower these rates. Congress clearly has its plate full with other things, but considering these are the leaders of the private sector and the public sector in years ahead, probably a good investment for taxpayer money.
Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, I mentioned car buyers pulled back in September, but if you are still in the car market, you might want to read the Journal of Mammology, as of course I do. The latest issue ranks the favorite automobiles of Yosemite National Park's foraging black bears. Number one is the minivan. See, bears are really into smell, and minivans are designed for families with children, and children spill food, and you get the idea. Plus, bears have learned to open a minivan's rear side window like the pop top on a can of soda. Not telling you what kind of car to buy, just sharing the Journal of Mammology. This is Marketplace Morning Report. The Dow's up 96 points in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.